Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. Two notes about technology. We mentioned earlier that in a little text group we're in with B.B. Shea, me, Chris Dim, Biggie, B.B. Shea, and Dave Aiken. It used to just be called that as a group of names. About 2 weeks ago, it just suddenly changed to Two Guys Group, which I was unfamiliar with. I didn't know. I thought my wife had gotten my phone and changed it.
I love that that's your first response.
I thought it had to come from... Well, I knew I didn't do it, and nobody else had their hands on my phone.
Okay.
You know, I was like... And she had held my phone a few times for different things.
Yeah.
And so...
It's not as horny as it sounds.
No.
You won't be telling a friend that at the pickleball court.
No.
Yeah, my wife held my phone all weekend.
No.
Dang.
Nice.
Sorry, I'm thinking back to Lee J. Stone Stadium and standing outside it, you know, in 1988 and hearing all about the sex sales. Anyhow, it's changed to Two Guys Group. And I thought, how is that possible? I didn't do it. Who could have done it? It turns out that anyone else in the group can change it, and it will change on your phone as well. News to me.
Yeah, same.
I was unaware.
All signs point to B.B. Shea.
Yes.
We have not proven it, but we will ask him shortly.
So someone says, emailed us and said, if you go up in your messaging, you can find out when it was changed and who did it. That was news to me, too. I didn't know, but it's been a few weeks now, so you'd have to go back and look.
Yeah, we can't scroll back. That's a long scroll back.
Yeah, there's too much.
Oh, it is?
Well, for me, there's Trump is the Pope. There's a bumper sticker that says, don't park too close, I'm chunky. There's that terrible John Elway story. There's an ambulance. Somebody said, this you, Biggs? No.
No, it says here, we can change. See, I got to that page.
Oh.
If you tap the faces.
Oh, now that I don't know. Okay, I see that. Okay.
And then you can change the name. We can change it right now.
Oh, I can change it right now.
Said WTF, B.B. Shea.
You could do that if you want. I see.
Oh, change name and photo.
Yep, yep.
Oh, I see this.
Okay.
All right. So you can get there and take a look.
Thank you.
I didn't know that. Secondly, someone has already emailed a picture of Biggie with his face. It comes from Cody and LeBron James' body. And I must say, it's great work. He's Photoshopped.
You know, for a first effort,
I think it looks
solid.
Great. Biggie looks like he belongs with his face on LeBron James'
body. Yeah, the angle of the Biggie's head and LeBron's neck.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
It's LeBron in uniform with Biggie's face on there. My son said, what would you do right now if Biggie raced in here and sat down at the table demanding to play this board game we're about to play, but it's his head on the body of LeBron James? And I said, well, I'd congratulate him and say, how on God's earth did you do
well
this?
Well done.
Yep. And here's how I think. I'm like, oh, post that. That's funny. And Biggie says, no. Racial. Can't do it.
I don't think people would understand the context. And it'd be hard to explain your son's questioning.
Yeah. You only have so many characters, I guess. You can't really go into the mind of that boy.
Well, because somebody will see it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not understand the context at all and just be like, you know, this is your cultural appropriation.
I get it. I leap before I look. Mm-hmm. You know, that's my issue. Totally. Mm-hmm. I saw this today. Again, I'm on Reddit and I'm on Facebook. You know, fine. I'm really into these.
You're out there.
Yeah. I'm out there. I'm putting it
out
there.
Have you posted a thing on either?
I posted yesterday for the first time on Facebook.
On Facebook?
A condolence about our friend Brad Krantz, who passed away.
Well, that's nice. That's kind.
I saw it from our other friend, Britt Whitmire, who worked with him for many years, saying, you know, he was devastated. We all were. And I just figured out how. It said at the bottom, comment. And I was like, all right, I'm going to comment. And so
I know Biggie says not to do this, but
I'm going
to
do it. I felt like it was big enough that I needed to say something or wanted to say something.
I understand.
Something,
yeah. It's a big deal.
I mean,
for us.
Other people, a lot of people had comments. So, interestingly, for the first time, usually I lurk. I'm a lurker. You know that.
Should we? I can't believe I'm offering this. Mm. I will help you, or maybe your wife can help you. Update your profile picture.
It's bad picture.
And when it's bad picture?
It's a cartoon image.
Yeah.
And it's very jowly. It's a it's a side photo of me wearing a baseball cap. It's animated.
Oh, that.
I mean, it's been a long time.
I feel like it's time. Before it was fine because you weren't really on it.
Never.
I ran it for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we should get you, maybe your wife can get you out this weekend. Going to be nice.
Mm-hmm.
A nice outdoor shot of you, making it a little nice.
I'll be on the pickleball court.
You've had a couple lately, but you're a little high.
A couple of
family snaps. We've seen like vacay snaps. Mm-hmm.
A couple of vacations.
You're a little altered.
Let's. You know what? I'm going to tell somebody who's going to this pickleball event.
I want to push back
on, early.
For a moment. Wait a minute.
Yeah. What's that?
I want to push back on the fact that I'm high.
I'm sorry. You just look pleasantly fuzzed.
Yeah. I mean, you don't have to deny it.
All right. Pleasantly fuzzed. Okay. We've got the sunglasses shot. You know,
Yeah. Well, that's that. You're at a restaurant. That's not fitting for a profile.
I like pickleball action shot.
Maybe.
And that can get done this weekend.
Yeah, maybe. Hold on. My wife, she took a video. I'll have to pause the video where it was. Wait a minute. I'm missing it. It's me. I guess you'd call it an action shot, I suppose. I can try to show it to you. Yeah, here it is. I don't know if you'd call that an action shot.
I can't. We can't make that. No, we can't do that.
I can't tell where you stop and sofa starts.
That was on vacation.
Also, just
see the dog next to me.
No, I don't even see the dog. I thought it was a throw pillow.
And I just want to talk about something that because I'm
cold in broad daylight, for the record.
By the way, excuse me too. If you really go in on this, we really should post this.
Well, screen cap that part.
Let me do that part. All right, I'm going to screen cap it there.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to send you all the photo, and you should post this and say, you're like, I don't know how you do that, you know, whatever.
Where's Waldo?
Right. Yeah. I like that.
If you look next to me on the, I'll send it to Biggie. If you look next to me on the end table there, there's my two yogurt cups, two Diet Coke cans, and a Spindrift can.
Oh, I thought they were your Jack Rags.
No.
You know what this picture is? This picture is what they take right before the intervention. Like when they find the person passed out with needles around them. Look what you've become. I took this picture the other day. You didn't even know it because you were so out of it.
I want to... We need to make reference to this. I want to push back on the word jack rags. I haven't used a jack rag since 1988. Well, that is really wrong. But yes, I had fallen asleep, and my wife surreptitiously took a photograph of me while I was there on the scene. Mm-hmm. That's exactly right.
You look like you're being shot, actively shot.
Yep, that's right. God.
I don't know if you did this. I'd like to address this because I feel like you also figured out somehow how to edit your Facebook profile.
Mm-hmm.
And the About Me section is very interesting.
What does it say?
Well, one says a morning show host at Two Guys Named Chris.
Mm-hmm.
Fine. Yep. Totally viable.
Standard boilerplate. Mm-hmm.
Right.
studied communications media at Appalachian State University.
Fact.
Also true.
Yep.
Below that, though, studied pre-med at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill.
What?
Push back.
We need to take a break.
Push back.